Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Digital.
I'm Mender's Logic.
I'm Flopsy, and this is the podcast by PC Gamers for PC Gamers.
So the big game this week was Alien Isolation, coming out October 7th.
Finally!
Yeah. A lot of people looking forward to this, myself included. Did you guys have a chance to play?
I played about 30 to 40 minutes, I would say. And then the second night, I was going to contribute the entire night to it, and I couldn't get it going. But I had some issues. But I looked it up, and I couldn't find anybody else who were having the same issue, so I don't think it's widespread or anything.
At this point, decided to take a pass on this game. I've just been buying a lot of games recently, so this is just one of them I decided to take a pass on. I'm really looking forward to some other stuff coming up. So
there's a lot coming out right now, much. But yeah, I did pick this one up, played it all the way through, beat it. Took me forever.
You've been hardcore lately. I commend you on your game plan.
I've been going at it.
I don't think you actually sleep. You might be a vampire.
Yeah.
Because you have a girlfriend, a job, you do shit on the side, and then you game for 47 hours a day. So I'm not really sure how
you know what the secret is? I watch no TV, like, at all anymore. I don't keep up with any shows. I catch a movie every now and then, but,
Pro tip, guys out there, want to play more games? Stop watching TV.
Yep.
Boom. Stop having a girlfriend.
Yeah, that gets in the way.
Well, let's tell our audience a little bit about what the game's about, who developed it or anything like that.
Yeah, the developer was the Creative Assembly. Now, I wasn't familiar with them. I looked at some previous stuff they had done, and they're responsible for the whole Total War series. War, Rome. Yeah, so this is a
different
bit of a stretch.
Genre,
yeah, exactly. I mean, this is way different than what they usually produce, or what they usually develop. The publisher was Sega, and the engine was in-house. Couldn't get any details, but this game looks great. Right off the bat, you can tell that it's got a real nice look to it. I didn't have any issues running it. Ran very smooth.
It looks brighter than I'm expecting, but...
Oh, it has dark parts.
It gets darker, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now this game has really been getting odd reviews. There's been kind of a controversy with IGN and PC Gamer. PC Gamer gave this a 93, IGN gave it a 59.
Ooh.
And they've been kind of going back and forth, kind of taking little playful jabs at each other about this game. But yeah, they really didn't like it over at IGN.
That's good, though. Like, I think video game reviews, sorry to interrupt, video game reviews should be opinionated. Like, we want your opinion.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, opinions. I have my take on the whole thing, if you guys want to hear it.
Should we hear what Bobby has to say?
No, let's hear what Emilio's got.
Okay, without reading the controversy, this is what I think. I think older people that appreciate delayed gratification will enjoy it more. Because, like I said, I played it 30, 40 minutes. Not a single monster. Nothing. Although the tone is being set all of that time, and you know, it's kind of like, okay, this is where you are now, things are going to gradually get creepier just little by little for these 30 or 40 minutes until you get to that mark, and then shit goes down, and then you get that payoff. Much like, I mean, if ever I played a game that was true to the movie, it is this. Because the original Alien was delayed gratification. You didn't see the alien until 3/4 of the movie was over. And then, holy shit, did it have impact. Mm-hmm. Now, today's generation is, you know, it's all instant gratification. Push a button, see titties. One button, you know? And in our generation, or my generation, I had to go in the woods and look for porn that somebody buried somewhere. There's a huge difference, you know?
Yeah.
Forest porn.
So is that, maybe, did I hit?
No, I agree. And I kind of read into it a little differently, but kind of along those lines. I think this may have been a little less well-received for console gamers as opposed to PC gamers. Because I feel like PC gamers tend to be older. They tend to be a little more patient with games. And console gamers are used to more action and we're expecting more of a Dead Space experience. But the things that IGN criticized them over, I agree with. And I was kind of torn with this game as well. It took me, I think I spent about 19 hours on this game. Now, that's including the time that I was all tabbed out doing something else or talking to other people on Steam or I even played a little bit of the Crew Expendable DLC.
Where you're doing counseling now, right, aren't you? On Steam?
Doing what?
Helping people out with their problems?
Yeah, 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 I've been doing a lot of that. But, but yeah, so it said that the runtime of this game was about 14, 15 hours, but it took me a little bit longer than that for
that's
other reasons.
That's pretty good for a single-player game.
That is incredibly long, and that's one of the things that IGN was really criticizing this game for, is just the length, and not necessarily...
Like too long?
Yeah, way too long, and you're right, it's very slowly paced, especially at the beginning. The alien doesn't show up for a little while. Then he shows up, and he's kind of he's a little clingy, you know. He you kind of get tired of him after a while, and then he goes away for a while, and then a whole bunch of them show up. But I agree, the game was way too long, and I was torn with this game because there were some things that I really, really liked, and there are some things that I really did not like. Number one, the length. It was definitely too long. This game could have been
by how much?
Hours. This game could have been hours shorter. Not only that, but the setting never changes. You are always in a spaceship, always in a corridor, always crawling around dark spaces. Mm-hmm. You have to traverse the same area over and over again for different missions. You come back to the same area. Maybe this time it's on fire or there's different people in there, but it's the same area. Sometimes up to four times you're going back to the same area. And they do all the usual bullshit stuff like, oh, you're constantly having to turn the power back on. You got to restore power, you know? Any spaceship, you always have to do that. If someone were to ask me throughout my play of this game, what part are you at? I would say, well...
I'm about to turn on the power.
I got to restore power. There's an alien around. I'm crawling through a vent. And that's the entire game. And it wears on you. And because this is a horror games do not... You can't play them as long. You know, Outlast was 6 hours. That's a good length for a horror game. Think of horror movies. They aren't very long because it's kind of a little bit of stressful.
Let me interject really quick. That was my point on the movie. So the movie, it's not introduced into the third, but it's only 2 hours long. Three-fourths of the movie is lead-up, but that last 25% is all gold. But mm-hmm. this goes on for hours and hours and hours with the same monster, the same mechanics. So yeah. I just want to cut.
No, that's a good point. And that's exactly what happens. I mean, not to say that this game didn't have things that were really good about it, but one of the things that I did not like was just the repetition. There was a part near the very end where you're about to escape or get away at one point, and the alien bumps into you, knocks you down a floor, and you spend about a half an hour just crawling back up to the place that you were just at. Mm-hmm. And there's constantly points in the game like that where you're getting pushed back and having to redo stuff, and it just seems a little unreasonable. And it can be very frustrating, especially when you're spending all this time playing this game.
So, can I back it up a step? So this is first person, right? Mm-hmm. Is this set up as kind of mission-based, more open world, or is this a linear-style game where you're going from point to point to point and there's no deviation?
Very linear with some slight paths, I would say.
Yeah, there's different paths you can take, but for the most part, it is very linear. You have a waypoint or an objective that's marked on your map, and you get there whichever way that you can.
Yeah, let's talk about the mechanics a little bit. It's interesting that I really enjoyed what they did with the camera. When you turn, there's a little bit of camera sway as you would in real life. There's a little bit of that camera sway, but there isn't head bob, which gets annoying.
Yeah.
It was almost a perfect mix. What did you think, Bobby? Did you think?
I thought in general, it was extremely cinematic. Yeah. Like I could watch somebody play this game.
Yeah.
It was really entertaining to play, really entertaining to watch. It's so well done. The HUD was very minimalistic. You had like a health bar and that was it. You could pull up a radial menu to get different items.
Health bar, like you're either alive or dead. Is there?
Yeah, you can't take too many hits. There are other enemies.
Like there are enemies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not so isolated, really.
I'm looking at video, and it's like 40 people on the screen. Like, where's the isolation in this?
Okay, well, the alien, if he catches you, you're pretty much dead. Later in the game, you get a blowtorch or a fire weapon, and you can kind of brush him off with that. And after that, it kind of changes. You can kind of push him around a little bit, and you can rush through a little quicker through the levels.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's nice how it changes around there, but... There are other enemies. There are these things called Working Joes, which are, if you've watched the Alien movies, you know there's androids. Mm-hmm. They look somewhat human, but they're really robots. They're difficult to take care of. You can't really melee them. You also have like military that comes in, and you have other looters on the ships. So there's plenty of different enemies. There's never really a point where you feel isolated. The title is a little misleading.
Gotcha.
But there were some parts of this that I felt like I was in the movie. There were parts where I would hide from the alien underneath the table, and he would walk by, and his tail would like knock something off the desk, and it would come rolling right at me. And I'm like, that's just a movie shot right there. Like, that's totally out of a movie. Or if you jump into a vent, and he'll come up, and he'll kind of snip around, or you'll see him just walk slowly by the vent. Again, very cinematic. Like, this just looks really, really good. Could not get over that.
And so the overall production value, the audio, the video, that
really super high.
Yeah.
That's part of why it got such a good score. Another couple of little complaints is it's not realistic. The camera views and how it works.
The game in outer space where you're dodging this alien isn't realistic.
It's okay. Like, I judge zombie movies on the realism as well.
Yeah, but you think zombies are real. So, of course you judge it on your realism.
Sure. But, you know, I'm giving you so much. Okay, we're in space and there's an alien. Everything else needs to be rock solid so that I can swallow that giant pill.
Gotcha. Right? Okay, that makes sense.
Man, I fucking nailed it on that one. All right, so you can't vault over things. You can't even crawl over little tiny things. Is there a suitcase on in your way? You can't get over it. There's no jumping. There's no crawling over things.
Gotcha.
It's like, here's our playground that we built for you. You need to follow the rules. And the rules are very, very strict. You can only sprint, and you can only look, and close and shut things.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of games do this, especially linear games. There's nothing wrong, I think, with a game being linear. That's fine. That's a creative choice. If that's how your game is, that's great. There's open world, and there's linear.
It's probably better for storytelling.
Yeah, exactly, because you want to focus the player down that path so they have that experience that you want them to have. But what they do in this game, like they do with a lot of other games, is they kind of route you. And sometimes the routing seems ridiculous. Like, there are many times in this game where I had to get to an objective that was just right around the corner. I run to it and, you know, wouldn't you know it, a pipe burst and there's flames in the way, or some stuff falls down and blockades the door, or something happens, you know, and now I got to go all the way around. You know, bullshit like that.
Gotcha.
But
they were like stretching the content, basically.
Exactly. And having you go through all the same areas again, it just got, especially near the end, the level seemed to really stretch out, and I was just ready to be done with it. But again, I'm so torn on this game because it had these things that I really didn't like, but it had so much that I really did like. When I finished this game, I was just like, oh my God, you know, thank God I'm finally done with this. And I was so over it. But then I was like, you know what, I'll check out the Crew Expendable DLC, and I ended up playing that for almost an hour.
Wow.
Like, it's just a really good looking game. But I think the biggest problem with it is and the story's not very good either. There's not, like, it's really? So hard to tell, like, what the hell is going on.
You would think the story would be the driving force in a linear first-person kind of game, like...
Well, you know? there's not very much of it, and everything that's good about it, they borrow from all the other Alien movies. It's everything you've already seen before, and it's a whole bunch of, the power's out. Someone's got to go fix it, guess that's you. Oh shit, now you got to start the generator. Oh, don't forget the key card. You know, it's just shit like that we've seen a million times before.
But it's really interesting, dude. It's like the immersion is the story. Really, I think here.
The immersion does carry it. But still, the problem is you got a 2-hour story and a 14-hour game. It's sustainability.
Boom. Fucking tagline. Alien Isolation. Right there. There you go.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that a game called Alien Isolation in the alien world on a spaceship, I can't believe that it's not you alone. Like, I would have thought, like, you're coming out of cryo freeze and it's just you, or all the other crew members die and you're trying to survive by yourself. I'm surprised you're talking about these other people and who's making, like, that's crazy.
So, I'll set the story real quick. This won't give anything away. So, they found a recording of your mother. You're Ripley's daughter.
Yeah, and Sigourney Weaver did do the voice.
She did.
And Tom Skerritt was...
Wait, she's her own daughter's voice?
No, she does the voice of Ellen Ripley.
Yeah. Because when I heard that audio recording, I was like, that sounds way better than the original movie.
That was her. Yeah. They got a lot of the original cast.
So they send you out to go investigate what happened to your mother, and then you go to a space station, and that space station's been ravaged by this alien. So they're halfway between getting decimated. So it's kind of like they're all hiding, and you kind of like come about during this.
Yeah, you show chaos. Up when everybody's looting and shit just hit the fan.
Yeah, it's huge. It's
people are getting picked off by the alien. People are turning against each other. It's just a mess by the time you get there.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I mean, still, it was good. And this game is so cinematic. Another thing I wanted to point out about that was it pulls focus. When you use the scanner, which I started using a lot more as the game went on, you know, the scanner from the alien movies, you put out, boop, 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 the little dot shows up. It pulls focus. So the background becomes blurry, and when you're looking at the scanner right in front of you, which would happen in a movie or in real life, and it gives it a cinematic appeal, and it also makes it difficult to see if there's any danger coming. And everything in this game is designed to build tension. The save points you can see right there, when you do it, you have to count down 3 seconds until it actually saves, and you can look left to right as you're saving just to see if any danger comes.
And does it have an emotion sensor of itself? It beeps as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everything is just so tense in this game. Like, but again, for 14 hours, it wears on you.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Go ahead.
I mean, what's your takeaway? Yes, no?
It's somewhere in between, right? Just 80, like everything.
80 is what it has on Metacritic.
How much did you guys pay for it, by the way? I mean, obviously...
49.
I'm gonna give a shout out to greenmangaming.com. I've been buying so many games off that website. They have coupons all the time at like 20% off all the time. I think I used a 25% off coupon for this one. Got it for $37.50.
Okay, so you spent $37.50.
Yeah.
Do you feel that this game is worth $37.50?
It's got the content. Yes.
That's not a yes.
No, I do. I do. I think this is a great game. I think this is something I had to power through it, though. Like, it felt like a chore after a little
while. Is this kind of like watching Lord of the Rings, though, where it's like you like the game, you like the movie, but you don't need a 3-hour experience? You wish it was a 2-hour experience?
Yeah, I would actually agree. That's a great analogy. Lord of the Rings is a great movie, but in my opinion, just way too long,
exactly.
You know? And that's how this game is. There is a lot to like, but there's also a lot to play. Like, the length of it, I don't think I'd play this game again. I'd play that DLC, for sure. Like, if I had some friends over, that'd be a good one to sit through. But I don't see myself playing through this one anytime soon.
Wait, is the DLC multiplayer?
No, the DLC is single player, but like I said, I could watch someone play this game. And DLC is, you play through the first Alien movie. You're Ripley, and you have to...
Oh, really?
You're the original Ripley, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And they got all the original characters. They got Tom Skerritt as... can't remember. You know, the dude.
The dude, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Space dude.
Yeah. He was Viper in Top Gun.
He's got space guns. Space bucks.
Yeah, so that's Alien Isolation. I don't know. It's so weird because usually...
It's somewhere in between PC Gamer and IGN, right?
Yeah.
It's somewhere around 75.
I'm okay with the 80, but the thing that's so weird to me about this game is that usually I'm like, the game was okay. This was all right. That was okay. This was pretty good. But on this game, it's like, I fucking hated this part, but I loved this part.
Yeah.
Like, it is so
drastic. Second tagline. Alien Isolation, too much of a good thing.
Yes, so, there we go. Way too much of a good
thing. That's why they keep me around here, folks. Those little things right there.
That's pretty much it.
Cool. Get into what we're playing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're doing a little bit of the fan request stuff. Fisty said, go check out DayZ. We did DayZ, 5 weeks in? Something really early on.
3 months ago? 4 months ago?
Long time ago. As far as our podcast goes, it's very long time ago. So I knew the guys weren't going to be down because they both hate it. And
I'm going to play with you.
I'm probably the most zombie-centric guy here. And so I was like, this deserves a second look. People are still playing it. Still massively popular and stuff. And so I went in with a guide. I went in with... Maybe it's our guide. Maybe that's
Dick
what it
Nick
is.
Dick Nick is ruining your gameplay
experience? Well, he's put in 200 hours, right? And he's really good. He knows how to do things. He knows about all the gamma tricks and this and that. So I went in feeling, okay, it's been months and months. Maybe this game is to a point where it's playable.
Wait, this is also the game that the creator of the game has left.
He left the series.
Yeah. Okay.
And I asked him, so shout out to Dick Nick, by the way, for giving me the lowdown on what's going on.
Yeah.
And well, check out his video, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, while we're giving him a plug, he keeps on asking me to mention his YouTube channel. He's been putting up videos pretty regularly now, I think.
No, he's just upping our videos, and they show up on his. Yeah. But if he does have one, I actually laughed out loud. It's called Saving Private Norbert. It's pretty good. And it's on Killer Fuzz Zero on YouTube, I believe. But anyway, so he's put like 200 hours into this game, and he's really, really good at it. I was like, hey, can you, you know, walk me through? And it's a lot of the same shit, guys. Yeah. The same shit. Server hopping, looking for things that haven't been looted through. And then you just keep hopping servers, hoping that you'll find a stash. You find a stash, you get geared, and then you go hunt the people that are server hopping. That's pretty much exactly what you do.
Are there any vehicles yet?
No, but there's
a standalone?
Yeah. Oh, let me get back to how things have changed since Rocket Hall has left. Apparently, they're a lot more, I would say, cooperative with the community. So when they ask for things, the community asks for things, it's in the next patch now. As opposed to, which is kind of weird because, you know, you go with Dean Hall's idea, that's a singular focus. This is my idea for the game, and this is where we're going. Now he's gone. Now it's a group of people. Now they're going back and forth with the community, and it's the feedback is much, much quicker. You know what I'm saying? So maybe sometime, because I felt like always in all things, a singular focus might be the best. But maybe in this case, it's not. But we'll see. Did I have a good time? No. We spent, I don't know how much time, but I would say 75% of the time was just server hopping, bleeding out, broken legs, waiting.
These are not exaggerations.
Yeah, these are not exaggerations. Oh, I was FaceTiming him, showing him my screen so he knows where I am, and him running to me. That's how we were finding each other. How ridiculous is this, guys? So there's that. And I guess, still, I cannot recommend it. I'm sorry. I'm sure the payoff is huge once you get geared and you're picking off dudes that don't have shit.
No, I'm convinced the people that like DayZ...
Sadists.
Yes, I agree with that. But the other thing is griefing is just the bread and butter of this game.
Like, it's the grief game.
It is a grief game. Yeah. So if you're into griefing, you love this game.
Because, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many stories have you heard about somebody force-feeding fucking rotten tomatoes to some dude and watching him die? Or
of dysentery.
Yeah. Or watching or convincing some guy to give him all your gear only to shoot the dude in the face. Like, this game was created and designed to be griefing. And if you're into griefing... Which, no fault to you, like, that's what you're into?
Then no, fuck those guys, man.
I
mean,
I don't think it was created for that purpose.
I think that's what it's turned into.
Yeah, I think it was created just completely open, and it was one of those games where you can just exist in. You can go into it, and you can do whatever you want. There's no clear objective. It's completely open.
And what will anonymous humans do?
Yeah, well, I think people took it in that direction.
Like, you go to, like, Second Life or whatever, What was that game called? Second Life.
Yeah, but you can't kill people in that. There's restrictions set up. It's not as open in this one.
That's true. I just think, like, if you're into griefing, you're going to like the game.
You have to be into griefing and be good at video games. It's glitchy as shit, too. Things are glitching in and outside of walls.
But it's been in alphas for so long.
Yeah, it's only 0.5 right now.
I'm kind of curious where the original patch still stands for Cold War or Arma 2 Arrowhead or what was that?
The original mod for
Arrowhead.
Whatever.
Remember how hard it was to get that to run?
You had to buy like 6 things and then...
Back in my day.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people have still stuck to that original mod and not jumped on the DayZ train. And I really wonder where that's at, if it's still being supported, if it still has a big community, or if everyone's just on DayZ.
I might be talking out of my ass, but I think this game, the standalone, looks a lot better. The other one plays a lot better. Just because it's been out for so much longer.
Do the controls,
it's super glitchy.
Do the controls still feel sluggish?
A little less sluggish, but still, I told him again, it feels like I'm playing in Jell-O.
I wonder what kind of reviews this has on Steam. Probably fairly good. They tend to rate things pretty high on Steam. Yeah. And everybody loves this game. I check my activity feed often, and so many screenshots are from DayZ.
But you guys don't see it either, right? You don't see the appeal.
The appeal of it? Yeah, but these aren't my kind of games. Very positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Yeah, hover over that for a sec, Albert. Oh, you had it for a moment. It'll tell you, like, 87% of 90,000 users. It's got 90,000 reviews, and 87% of them are good. So people do like this game. There's something there, and I think this speaks to a lot of people. I think there are a lot of people, there are people that enjoy this kind of game, but it's, I don't know, it's something that really demands a lot of your time, and that's just not on the menu for me.
How long does a game get to have early access? Like,
forever. I mean, until they say it.
I mean, seriously, like, this is hitting, like, over a year, right?
Your children will play this game.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
But, no, yeah.
And Jed's gay, so that's going to be a long time.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. That's the problem I have with some of these early access games is they are forever in access. But, you know, so many things are just a constant work in progress.
A little social commentary. I think I said this the original time, but I lost a little faith in humanity after playing this. I didn't know people could be so fucking cruel, man. It's like, I know we just went through this whole thing about griefing, but what is griefing but being evil to other people for no reason? I thought, oh, zombie apocalypse, we're all going to band together and work again. Nope. It's all about fucking, I will
shoot. Haven't you seen every single fucking zombie movie?
Those are movies.
What do you, like?
I think that people are good. Majority.
No, hold on one second.
But in this game, they shoot you in your head for a can of beans.
If you had the choice, and there was 10 girls there, how many would you keep for yourself, and how many would you let go out in the wild? You'd keep them all yourself.
He knows how to get to me, guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
he brings it back to vaginas.
Yeah, so you think humanity has a good streak in them. They don't. The only reason they have a good streak is because we've set these rules up, and once the rules go...
We need rules. We need society.
Exactly.
Well, I love how in zombie movies, too, now we're getting way off topic, but I'm going to leave it at this. I love how in zombie movies where there's always the obligatory, like, rape scene, as soon as, like, the whole guidelines, the whole rules of the world, everything goes to chaos, like, the rape switch gets flipped in every guy's head, and, like, they always have that shot in a movie of, like, some dude just trying to, like, you know, sexually aggress on a woman.
Dude, anarchy means things get rapey real quick.
No, I don't think that would happen to me, dude.
When I
get
on a plane...
Not to you. You're not very pretty.
When I get on a plane...
I mean, I don't think I would...
When I get on a plane, I think to myself, if this plane's going down, who am I trying to have sex with?
Who am I going to rape?
Whoa! Oh my God. I didn't say rape. No, there was no rape.
Well, she's sitting there going,
no.
You think she's sitting there thinking the same thing? No.
I was saying, if it goes to shit, I'm trying to get... Okay, anyways.
Can we keep going? Because I have some more to say about this.
I don't think we should.
Okay. What else have we planned? Is that
shit.
It for DayZ?
Man, it was really good, I thought. Okay.
That's some DayZ talk right there. All right. Yeah. What have you been playing, Chad?
So
surprise, surprise.
So I played... I've been playing Destiny a bunch still.
A bunch? Or how much?
They cleaned it up a lot. They did a bunch of stuff to address a lot of the issues that I brought up that should have been addressed 3 months into the development instead of after release. But they've done a lot of it. It's getting a lot better. PC gamers should start getting excited for this whenever this comes out, because I really think that when it hits the PC market, all this stuff will have been cleaned up. It'll be nice and clean experience. People will enjoy it. And so they opened their raid up a couple weeks ago. They did a kind of a single player experience as a couple weeks. It was only like 2 weeks going on, and then now they've opened up a PvP temporary thing that's going on that people are enjoying. So that's pretty much it. I've been enjoying it.
Well, the numbers came out today, and I was just trying to look it up. It was something like 23 million daily unique players.
Yeah.
It's either that or 13. I was trying to find it. But, yeah, it's really high up there. And, I mean, kudos to them. They did.
Wow.
They know what they're doing.
So, do you think this is going to have equal success on the PC? Like, is this going to carry over?
I think the PC market will enjoy this. It hits the things that I think PC enjoy. It's a first-person shooter with RPG elements. There's some open-world stuff going on. There's story involved. I think there's no reason that a PC market wouldn't like this. And I really wish I could be playing this with a mouse and keyboard because I suck on a controller.
I was way off. Apparently it's 3.2 million.
3.2 million. So, that's really good. For a month after launch, that's very, very good.
Yeah. So I was playing that. The other thing that I played, and I only played this for like an hour, one of our requests that went out by Jesus on our request to play was Oddworld. He requested that we play Oddworld's Wrath, I think, in Munchie's Odyssey or something like that. So I bought...
I'm 90% sure that was a troll, by the way. You put that little happy face after. But they are known as good games.
This is a group of games that I've heard about. You know, you hear about these kind of games that are these old school games that everybody... That people have talked about and brought up several times. I've never played this series. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at this before because it's been on Steam and they've got the Oddworld box that you can get for $10 that has like all the games on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've looked at this before prior to anybody even mentioning this.
Me as well.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
Exactly. Like, so I was thinking about getting it prior to, and so when he brought it up, I said, okay, I'm going to get it. And
this is an old game, 1997.
Yeah.
Classic.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah. So I put about an hour or two into the first game, which is Abe's Odyssey.
It's so dated.
Yeah, it is very dated. But the thing is, like, it's got like 37 different buttons, and I'm just wondering how did it like translate that?
On a controller? Because I'm pretty sure I played this on a controller for Super Nintendo.
So you can interact with the other like slaves, but you can do things like say hi, chant, fart one, fart two, tell them to follow, tell them to stay, tell them to go. Like, there's all these things that you can do. Like, how do you do that? Because back then, wasn't there like four buttons on a controller?
What console? 97? We're talking maybe N64?
Super Nintendo, I thought. Oh.
No, Nintendo 64.
Maybe I'm off. I'm not sure. But I could have sworn I played this on a console, so maybe they just took away the options, most likely, or gave you a reticle.
So I have a work laptop that I do stuff on. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be my game that I kind of dick around on the work laptop, because obviously you don't need a graphics card to be running graphics from.
You're really going to play the first whole one?
I'll play. So the Odd Pack comes with four different ones. It's got Abe's Odyssey, Abe's Revenge. I forget what it all is, but there's like four different ones. So I'm going to give it a little bit of time for all of them and kind of just do it.
Stranger's Wrath HD. I'm guessing that's kind of a reboot or...
No, I think that's the newest one.
Munch's Odyssey and Stranger's Wrath are the two new ones.
Okay.
Abe's Odyssey and Abe's Exodus, those are the ones that are really old.
Yeah, because if you're going back to 97, you may actually run into some issues playing those games.
So this... One of the things I wanted to bring up on this, though, is I have tried to set up this Xbox controller on on this thing, and it was just a fucking disaster. I went back to using a keyboard, but they didn't have a reset button, so I was trying to set it up for the controller.
Keyboard and you fucked
and
up.
Now, so it's just kind of not set up very well.
I was the
well.
Same way with Binding of Isaac. You need to go download Joytoki or whatever it's called. It's like a separate third-party thing. And it tells you to go do this.
Hmm.
And I can't set it up all that. Maybe I'm stupid. I couldn't get it going either. Hmm. So that's frustrating.
Yeah, it's a pain to have to run some sort of software in addition to doing all that.
The next one isn't going to... I'm so excited for this game, guys. Somebody said that something was happening on November 3rd. And I almost... And this is at work. I almost said, like, oh, that's when... fucking Binding of Isaac is coming out. I was like, oh, wait.
You only know... I only accept you're excited for a game when you have specifically taken time off of work on the days off that's coming up.
I couldn't, though, because you're not going to be... I'm only going to play this with you.
Aww. I will take time off work if that's what it takes.
I can't wait to play this fucking game.
Anyway, so that's what I've been playing. So how about you, Amanda? What have you been playing?
So, Mass Effect 3, I know I've been talking about this forever. I just wanted to bring up the juicy details. So, last time we talked about this game, we were all talking about who you can bang and who you can't bang.
The most important part of Mass Effect.
Yeah, for sure. And I had been telling you guys that I was, like, staying away from that because I wanted to get all the information before. See, you guys have...
He wants to read the room before.
Yeah.
You guys have a weak white boy game, man. Bang the first one that offers herself. Thank God, marry her, because who knows if somebody's going to bang me after this. No, I sat back, I read the game, and I'm banging two chicks at the same time right now. I'm banging the reporter chick and the blue chick.
Oh, yeah, the reporter is the one character that you can sleep with in addition to somebody else.
You looked this show. You looked it up.
I thought it was the communications officer that you could bang.
No, remember, we went over this. The communications officer is a lesbian. You can't, unless you're a woman.
I swear to God, I've slept with that
guy. You could have. I haven't tried. So
no, she's the one that you play chess with, right?
She fuck the universe. This is what I'm saying. Fuck the universe. I'm banging two chicks, so I win.
Okay.
But am I getting close to the end? I am currently on the homeworld of the blue chicks, and I'm getting the artifact that's going to act as the catalyst for the crucible.
Did you wake up the?
Am I getting towards the end?
Did you wake up the alien that was around in the last invasion?
No, I don't think so.
Then you're not. Then okay. You're not super close.
Okay.
Are you talking about from the first game?
Oh, I think that's what the artifact is. Now that you're saying that, but we'll see.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty close. I'm at 75%.
And what are you thinking of the game?
It's fucking amazing. I was only putting it out because
is it on Steam right now?
No. I got some footage that I'm going to put up on...
Oh, it's on Origin, right?
Yeah.
And how much is it on Origin right now?
I bought it for $5.
You can get the Mass Effect pack on sale quite often Origin.
And everybody should, right? Mass Effect should be one of those games that every...
is the greatest trilogy in PC gaming.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's a bold statement.
No, there's not that many trilogies.
Super Mario 1, 2, and 3?
PC gaming.
PC gaming.
Oh. Okay.
But, I was going to bring this up with Alien Isolation. As long as that game was, you don't see a lot of first-person shooters or stealth games. That was more of a stealth game. That long. An RPG can sustain that kind of length. I think I spent 30 hours on Mass Effect 3.
Hours as an RPG isn't that long.
That's not that bad. Yeah. I did a lot of the side missions. I could have done it quicker. But that's acceptable for that kind of game.
Yeah.
But, a first-person shooter, especially a horror one... stealth game. I mean, that needs to be short.
And
especially with all that tension.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I'm going to be putting up some video of me playing Mass Effect 3. I just only because this game is very dated, but the graphics at points, you're like, wow, this is really good. And the armor set that I'm wearing, I guess they gave it to me because I also own Dragon Age Inquisition.
Dragon Age armor.
It's sick.
Yeah.
And it plays into what I have built just by chance. It ups my power. So I'm more of a mage than I am a shooter. I don't shoot that much. I just throw out my abilities.
What do they call those powers in that game? They have a name for it.
Powers?
Yeah, they're special abilities.
No, I think they're called powers, right?
No, they're...
Generic. No, there's a name for it.
Oh.
Certain characters have some sort of adept. Maybe that's the name of the character. I can't remember. They got a name for it.
Cool. Anyway, so I'm still enjoying it. The only reason I haven't beat this game is because I got to keep up with the podcast and coming up with these new games. But it is near and dear to my heart, and I will finish it by next podcast.
I'm really curious to know what you think about the ending.
Yeah, me too. Because somehow, when all that controversy was going on, I just put my eyes away from it. I knew that there were spoilers, so I just kept away. I have no idea, guys. I'm going in as a virgin.
I didn't mind.
First time.
I thought it was ever. I thought it was fine.
But... in the last 25 years or so. All right. Bobby, what are you implying?
All right, so
other than Alien Isolation, obviously.
Alien Isolation has taken up quite a bit of my week, but I was able to squeeze in Dread Out, which is a very short, probably 2.5-3 hour game, keeping with the horror genre.
Which might be a good thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It fit that length very well.
Can I say again, this is the worst title ever for a game, but continue.
Well, it's an Indonesian game, so I don't know what the title means. And it was very weird. When I started the game up, the actual title of the game, you know, it's them driving in a van, and then it kind of, moves the camera up to the sky, and it says Dread Out, and it's playing this weird kind of almost pop kind of music. It was really weird. I'm like, this is a horror game? But anyway, this is a game published by PT Digital. No idea who they are. Developed by Digital Happiness. No idea who they are. I think it's like their first thing. It's a survival horror game. It's on the Unity engine. It looks horrible. I think the video that we're watching right now doesn't... It looks better here, but the actual game...
What's the opposite of doing it justice? Whatever this is.
Doing it an injustice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does not even look that good. This is a very poor-looking game. The sound is good. You need to have good sound, and you need to have good graphics for a horror game. Otherwise, it's hard to get scared. Now, that being said, this did have some good scary sequences. Check my Steam profile for a screenshot or two of this. Well, I took one of a cat. I don't know why, but not that one.
Well, let me be honest. I'm seeing Asian girls in schoolgirl outfits. Fear is not my first emotion.
Well, and that's what some of the comments were saying on...
Like fear boner.
That's what some of the comments were saying on that screenshot I took of one of the last bosses that comes running at you through a hallway. Really creepy looking. I did enjoy some of the scares that this game had. And what the plot is, if I could summarize it, a group of high school students get lost during a vacation in Indonesia, and they discover a deserted town which has a haunting past. Ooh, scary.
Ooh.
So you go into this school and all this weird, creepy stuff happens. People disappear and you're by yourself. You have to use your phone to use it as a flashlight. And also when you take flash pictures, it seems to scare away or defeat these ghosts in ways. And it's a puzzle game. It's an adventure game. You have to figure out how to solve these different puzzles. And there's two acts, one and two. This is just the first one. Some of the puzzles were actually kind of hard to solve because of the graphics. There was one where you were supposed to take a picture of these people where they were burnt. I couldn't even tell they were burnt. Like, these were supposed to be burn marks.
Bobby, if you hold tab, all the things that are important are highlighted.
Now that's space bar, and that's the
point. Anyone?
Yeah, I got it.
That's dating back to a few podcasts
ago. Call back!
Multi-podcast callback.
I like it.
That's one for the fans.
Yeah.
But there was another part near the end of the game where you're running down an endless hallway. And I seriously thought for a second, is this a glitch or is it supposed to be like this? And I thought, no, there's no way this could be a glitch. But it almost seemed like it could be because of the production value on this game was so low. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if this was. Mm-hmm. But
you're like, they're not this clever.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for this, by the way?
Had a coupon, got it for $10. Kind of,
retail 15?
Well, yes, retail 15. This is Act 1 of 2, so it is only half the game.
Hey, you take a picture of that cat?
Yeah.
You
spent another...
It looks just like my girlfriend's cat, so I had to send it to her.
Aww.
Yeah, you're spending another $10 or $15 for the second act, though, right?
No, the second act is included with this game.
Oh, nice.
Out. Yeah. So, you know,
they ever...
Those Indonesians are partying so hard right now.
Yeah.
And big ups to them lately, because then they do the... Indonesia, the Raid 1 and 2, I believe.
Are we talking movies now? Movies?
Was that Indonesian?
I want to say Indonesia, but I don't know.
Okay.
If so, then big ups.
No, I think it is.
I think you're right.
Take it away. Yeah. But, you know, despite the flaws that this game had, I actually did enjoy it. I don't know if this is going to make my top 5 list for scary games this year, but... I don't know. I found something appealing in there.
Some charm, yeah?
Yeah, the scares were legitimately good. One minor complaint, though, is you can't die from some of these ghosts at certain parts. And I thought that was kind of weird. Once you figure out that you can't die, they only temporarily stun you, then you don't get scared at all from them. You're just like, okay, whatever, fuck you.
Okay.
Like that one?
That's a little creepy looking.
Yeah.
All of that's really creepy. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, see, I'm saying it does have some pretty good scares in it. Yeah, but the dialogue in this is so bad, like so stilted. It sounds like, you know, when you watch a foreign movie that's been translated, you know, like an old kung fu movie. It is really bad.
There's a lot of stuff lost in translation, especially like culturally.
I don't even know if that's it. Even the way the players interact with each other, there's a little bit of a back and forth between the character that you play and I'm guessing her best friend, this other girl, and it's really awkward. I don't know. If you watch it, you know exactly.
It's cultural stuff, man. It just doesn't translate a bit. Like the opening sequence that goes into like dance music. That's probably perfectly fine over there and just odd to us. I bet that's what it is.
Yeah, it's weird, but I don't know. I can't recommend it. If you find this game on sale for like $5 and you're into this kind of stuff, totally pick it up. But other than that, I think
define this kind of stuff. Asian horror, indie,
school scary girl. Scary games, something a little bit different and unusual.
It looks like The Grudge to me. Reminds me.
Yeah, sort of. Not really. I didn't care for those
there
games
are
anyway.
Freaking,
not
me either. Freaking.
Yeah, there's a lot of creepy stuff in there, but
yeah.
The graphics kind of detract from that. They really do. When Outlast, one of the problems I had was the character animations on the enemies just seemed so rigid and unrealistic. Mm-hmm. It kind of took me out of that scary experience a little bit. But yeah, that and that's pretty much been it for the week. This and Alien Isolation have been taking up my time. I got into a Tom Clancy game a little bit, this tactical shooter, but seriously, that was just like an hour, and I don't know how much more of that I'm going to do.
What's the one that's coming out, though, that everybody's hyped about?
A Tom Clancy game? Oh, yeah. Siege, I believe it's called. Yeah,
I can't wait for that one.
So,
Rainbow Six Siege? Yeah. Or, okay.
It's like Tom Clancy?
Yeah, it's Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six is the name? Okay.
I think so.
So, there's that. But then there's a really dumbed down, blocky version of the same game. Same thing. But it's like, it's called Due Process. And so there is the terrorists are in a room, which is randomly generated. I saw this on the PC Gamer. They played this for like hours. And, the counter terrorists spawn in a van, also randomly generated, like where it's pointed. And it's crazy because there's a planning process and you could like write on the screen like, okay, we gotta protect the power box because they're going to go for this and turn off the power.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to like be careful about this over here. Okay, they're going to throw grenades right here. And there's like 1 minute of this like planning process. And then the action happens. Action's only like 10 seconds, 20 seconds maybe because they're only 4-on-4.
Yeah.
It looked a lot of fun. Now the graphics, there's no graphics. But actually it looks a lot better than what we're seeing right here. It's come a long way from here. But it's all about like the planning.
Preparation.
The game. And then payoff is like instantaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this looked familiar. I signed up for the beta for this. I haven't heard back yet, but hopefully that'll be happening.
Oh, by the way, what we're playing? We didn't even mention Crawl. Should we talk
about it? Oh, yeah, fucking Crawl.
we didn't even talk about it. Let's talk Crawl.
How's it misspelled? Anybody?
It's spelled Crawl. C-A-W-L. C-R-A-W-L.
Yeah. I came over, I was like, guys, we got to play this game called Crawl. It's spelled with a K and an X. I don't know where the X fits. And so we looked for it for a couple minutes, and then it turned out it was just regular Crawl.
Yeah, do we want to... I mean, we played a little bit of this. I don't know how far we got into it. Do we want to talk about this? Or
we beat the game, right? We got to the end of the game.
We lost the game, but we...
I thought that was just a level. Or is that the entire game?
That was it.
I think that was the entire game.
For the alpha.
Okay.
For the alpha. Yeah,
this is still in early access. Yeah.
Chad, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. This is an early access game on Steam. $10 will get you it. This game is designed for local co-op. So if you, like us, have a couple guys or girls that are coming around and you can play together, this is a game that you want to play together.
Together in the same room.
In the same room. Local co-op. You got to be in the same room. This is perfect for big picture mode. We played this on big picture mode and it was awesome. So basically the premise of this game is one person is a hero that's trying to get through the dungeon and kill the boss. And everybody else that's playing is playing as kind of the enemies. And so if you are the enemy that kills the hero, you then become the hero. So you're leveling up your hero, you're getting items for your hero, but you're also leveling up your enemies that you get to play. So you're doing them both at the same time. So at different points during the same game, you're playing both as the hero and as the enemy.
It's almost a byproduct of doing well that the ghosts, your enemies, do well. Like, the more shit that you break, the more points they get, the more points they can spend on leveling up who they spawn as when they become an enemy.
Yeah.
I guess if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, picture, I guess, Binding of Isaac would be an example. Because it's kind of like this, it's not isometric, but it's kind of like this kind of top-down kind of view that Binding of Isaac has.
But it is isometric. It doesn't move ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's not quite a twin-stick shooter. It's, I don't know. It's a little bit of Legend of Zelda, you know?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of Legend of Zelda, yeah. And
from room to room.
So there's a lot of, like, stuff going on. We didn't put a whole lot of time in it this week, but I'm sure we'll play this again.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Guys, we had a really
man.
Chet and I high-fived. We haven't done that since fucking 86.
Yeah.
Fucking, like...
High-five piston, right?
Yeah, because, so... We spawned this two bad guys trying to kill Bobby. And Bobby's really good. Like, when he was playing the hero, he was doing really well. And
Bobby's good at video games. Let's just
Bobby's good at video games. And I mean, so we spawned it. But then one of us, Chad died. Chad died. But there's an artifact in the room that you can possess.
It's called a trap.
He can possess it. And it was like this thing that lays down tracks as you would when you're trying to like pop the tires on a car like the police do. It's just like a long trail of spikes. And he could do it every couple of seconds. And I was yelling out commands like, no, do it across the room and I'm going to use it to my advantage.
Because you're using a skeleton that's shooting
ranged.
Shooting
at this time, because you kind of like feed into what you want to play, your play style. It's not too diverse right now. They promise much more monsters later. That was the first thing that they listed, but there's not very... Anyway, I thought the range skeleton was one of the best things.
Yeah.
And so, Chad's continuously laying down these tracks so that he can't melee me, and he's melee only. And I'm running away, and Chad's dividing the room between me and him, and I was like, yeah, keep laying down. Divide the room. And Bobby's, like, torn between dodging attacks and passing over these... I'm explaining it, right?
Yeah.
And so, eventually, and he's taking massive damage from the spikes, and I'm pegging him the whole time, and we finally kill him. I was like, yeah! And we fucking high-fived. And
it was, but as a downside on that, only one of us could become the hero then at this point.
Right. And most likely it was going to be me.
Yeah.
Because I was pelting him.
Yeah.
You were doing damage.
I was protecting you, but I wasn't getting the payoff.
You were doing damage, but the chances of you getting the kill weren't high.
Yeah.
Same thing with the boss fight.
Let's talk good and bad, because good, the gameplay is fun.
Yeah.
The premise behind this game is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This 3-1, assuming you can get 4 people playing this game, 3-1 kind of ideal, is awesome. It's a great gameplay.
For sure. The graphics are the worst part.
The graphics are not... Like, I'm annoyed. Between this and The Realm of the Mad God... Like, you've got great gameplay ideas with no graphics behind them.
But here's the thing. I don't think this game would exist at a AAA level.
It's an idea.
Well, it doesn't need to be AAA, but this is an example of where the graphics are so bad.
Detrimental.
Yeah. This affects the game. It would be better. It would be easier to play this game if it had a little bit better graphics. It's hard to discern one item from the other.
Sure.
With graphics this pixelated.
This is what I... This game is a butterface, right? This game...
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
boom!
Like, it's looking good until you look up at the graphics, and the graphics just fucking... Like, you're trying to make a decision whether you want to play this game or not, even though the gameplay itself is a lot of fun.
You guys wanted to go in... When you came into it, you were like, oh, this is going to suck, right? But we had a great time.
We did have a great time.
Well, Bobby was giggling.
Yes.
Bobby was giggling.
Yes, Bobby was excited about this game.
Yeah.
Well, I like the concept. And we talked about a game probably about a month ago. I can't even remember the name of it. But it was very similar to this, where you have one person in a dungeon and you have other people possessing things
What was that
trying
game?
To take out that one character. What? I can't, it was a game that's not out yet. They were demoing it at a recent event. I can't remember which one.
And we were discussing whether or not the point was to kill the enemy.
We brought it up real briefly.
I'll bring this up. So the first two levels we went through, I hadn't leveled up once because I was never the hero because I never got the last hit. And I was like, oh man, I'm fucking terrible. This, it's a wash. It's over. But then I was the first one to figure out how the weapons system worked. So I had these awesome weapons. So I did pretty well after that. And I ended up winning the whole game. I guess, right? Yeah.
Technically.
Bobby was very upset about this. He said, I'm not sure that I understand or agree with the point system in this game. But you can start from behind and I think you can come back, which is nice as well, always in a game. I thought the boss fight was genius. I thought it was really, really well done.
Everything gameplay-wise that they've done here, I have no complaint about any of the gameplay mechanics that they have going on here.
Yeah.
My only complaint with this game is graphically.
That's probably something that won't be changed.
This is a larger question. Like, people are accepting this retro kind of look, this 8-bit graphic kind of look, and saying that this is acceptable. Like, this is what they're shooting for. This is indie. This is whatever the excuse they want to use. And I want to say, like, no, this is not acceptable anymore. We are at the point where 8-bit graphics is not acceptable anymore. Like, we need to move on from this.
Like what I was saying was, thank God we didn't do that like shot thing, because we'd be fucking 57 shots. We were thinking about doing shots every time we said like, we'd be dead by now already.
We would.
So I would rather this exist than not exist because it got caught up in financial and red tape and all this because of money. Let's be honest. And low res graphics, low-fi graphics can, you don't have to worry about that part. It's easy to do. And so it played well. There was no glitches. Did you guys see one glitch? Yeah.
I can live with the graphics, but this being local co-op only, it's going to be
that
very...
That hurts as well.
That's a difficult sale. Not a lot of people have... it's even hard for us to get together in the same room and play a game. You know, that doesn't happen very often.
But I appreciate that. Like, this... Like, I have no complaints with
that's
that.
That's two shots right there, Chad.
Okay, fair enough.
But do you think other people are going to find it as easy to play local co-op with this? This is not something you
generally
play with
the girls. It hurts their
sales. It hurts their sales.
Yeah. Well, for maybe sure. It'll come in coming patches, but like as we said before, netcode is one
game,
of the hardest things.
Yeah, but how is this game single player? Can you play this single player? This is not something you want to play with your girlfriend.
I would not play this by myself, no.
Yeah, this is one of those games that's co-op only. I mean, like, this is multiplayer only.
Yeah.
This is like playing Bomberman, right? You don't play Bomberman by yourself. You play this with other people.
They got some pretty good single-player missions.
That would be analogies.
Yeah.
I like it.
Super Bomberman had some really good single-player missions.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if you're looking for a local multiplayer game, already, I will tell you, I will recommend this game.
It's fucking
already.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic.
There's,
really
like...
At least for the, 45 minutes we've dumped into it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have played another... We wanted to play another round.
I was wishing that Albert could have played with us.
Yeah,
we
really for
wanted
sure.
Four players.
It's funny. I almost feel like he's part of us. Because when I was like, let's play this game, I thought we were going to play four players, and then I remembered that he's not local.
Co-op.
Yeah.
Even though he's only 2 hours away, he should drive down.
I'm not exactly sure he's even legal.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a VPN set up or something.
Shall we move into news?
Yeah.
By the way, $10 for this game and
totally worth it.
If you
have somebody play,
if you have local
even
co-op,
one person,
that's $2.50 a player right there.
Yeah.
Boom.
if you got three people, it's a no brainer. If you got two people, it's a take.
I literally fucking paid Bobby with batteries. I brought over $5 worth of batteries for his controllers. And I was like, okay, this is enough.
Dude, my controllers eat batteries, too. It's so weird.
So, all right, let's get into news.
We don't have too much news this week, but Star Citizen had some really good gameplay footage.
I watched it first, so I want to hear what you guys thought. Because last time I said, wow, this fucking Shadow of Mordor video is awesome, and you guys shat all over it. So let me get you guys...
Oh, that trailer?
Yeah,
the trailer. Okay. Well, the footage looked great, but it seemed like they were having a little bit of issues with streaming it. This was at some sort of presentation or speech where they had one guy playing
CitizenCon.
CitizenCon. It's already a thing. The game's not even out yet.
Yeah.
Makes
more money than COD, and it's not even released yet.
Yeah.
Well, it looks great. It looks so big. Like, the scale of this game looks huge. This looks like a game you could exist in. Like, this is going to be one of those games that people play exclusively. Like, they just play Star Citizen. They don't play any other games.
Not a single chick in that audience, by the way. Not a single one.
did you get your virtual look?
Shot of collapse? No chick crap. No one.
But the footage, I mean, it looked great. The graphics look awesome. This is being done on the Crytek engine, right?
Okay, so we need to, I think I need to stress this, that we say this looks great, that looks great. This is the best shit. As far as video, I haven't seen better graphics than this. It looks fucking amazing.
But the problem with this is there's only down at this point. Like, I am so hyped for this game. Anything I see at this point is only going to make it worse. Like, it's only going to, like, tone it down.
This made it worse?
Yeah.
This video.
When there was glitches that were going on that he was... The guy was trying to hide the camera from. Like, I'm... Release the fucking game already and I'll play this fucking game. Like,
I can't.
You want my $100? I will throw you $100. Like, what do you want from me? Release the fucking game already. Like,
55 right? million isn't enough. For
yeah, like, seriously. I'm ready to play this game. You don't have to show me anymore. You didn't need to show me anymore 8 videos ago. Like, I'm ready to play this game. Like,
if you look at the comments, section of this video, it's a bunch of people arguing about cutscenes for landing. They're like, oh, well, you can't land yourself. What's up with that? You know, like, oh my God. And I'm like, really?
That's maybe the issue? Only thing that stuck out to me. Maybe. And only mildly. So it was kind of like, okay, so you're in space, then you decide to land on a planet, and you have to get permission, which is all cool, and then you get the cutscene, which I would have rather actually fly in, but okay, I'll accept it. And then there's the docking, and then there's getting passed through security, and then there's walking into the actual city. It's like, do I have to do all of it? It was all great and immersive. Like, this is what it's going to be like to be a Star Citizen. You have to go and buy your parts at the junkyard and get scanned for viruses and all that. Okay, cool. But every time, like, let's say I bought a part and I go up in space, I put it on, it's not the part I wanted, I go back. That's another 20 minutes to just get back to the junkyard again.
Isn't that kind of like Titan we were talking about, where it's like your real life and then your fantasy life or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's like, where's the fun?
This is a second life.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, where do you draw the line in games with that? I mean, do you want to set up a 401k? Do you want to get car insurance?
I think this game, I'm ready. Like, just release this fucking game.
I love this, though. Okay, unlike Eve, when you are your spaceship, you can get up out of your seat at any time and just go look at your cargo. I don't know why you would, but you can go back there and see all the shit that you bought.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool, too.
I'm curious to know about their universe and all the goings on there. Do they have aliens in this? Like, I want to know more of the backstory on the actual... I want this to be a very well-developed game. I want there to be...
Oh, it is. It's over the world, is what you're complaining about.
No, but I mean, like, as far as the graphics and all and the gameplay, that's fine. But I also want it to be story-driven. I want there to be...
Narrative.
I want there to be narrative involved in this game, yeah.
The other thing, so, like, the front of the ship is all made out of glass. And there's, like, 3 players, I think, flying this giant ship. And the guy that's showing the demo is just kind of, like, walking around. And he's looking through the glass while the other guy's doing flips and turns so that he can do whatever he's doing. And it's not keeping everything level, like... You're looking down, and the guy is doing a turn, a banking turn. Your down is not down anymore, but it is down on the ship. So it changed your perspective. Am I making any kind of sense?
Yeah. It's like Ender's game. The gate is down.
Yeah, the gate is... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And that's going to take a lot of... Almost like a Portal-esque... When you're dogfighting in the same type of... There is no down or whatever. it's going to take another level of thinking to figure this. You'll figure it out, but it's going to take some doing for sure. Even the guy who was first showing the demo ran into the first asteroid there was. Remember that?
Yeah.
Anyway, this cool game just got even cooler.
Yeah.
From this video for me.
But I don't think this game will ever be released. Like, all they're showing is tech demos and all this other garbage. Like, are we even getting closer to actually releasing this?
Oh, it's like back in the day we used to have vaporware. They would talk about Duke Nukem Forever is the biggest example. Years and years went by, and they're saying, nope, game's coming out. Look, here's a screenshot. Game's coming out. We're going to make this game 13 years later or whatever it finally comes out, or never does come out. Now the curtain's been pulled back. We see the process of these games being made. We're as the player or as the audience, we're involved in that process with this early access, and we're realizing how long it takes for a game to get developed and how some of these games just die along the way. So yeah, dude,
Didn't it pass several, like, three different companies before it
that's got quite the history.
In the platforms, it went from like a PS2 to PS3 to like
Duke Nukem is for Bobby what Tomb Raider is for us.
No, you guys.
He will defend that game to the end of time.
No, I just don't think it was that bad. Like, I don't think it was.
You think everything's bad and you don't think that one is.
I didn't think it was as terrible as people were making it out to be. I don't know.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so that's going to do it for news, but we're going to switch into something kind of new here. We had a few fan questions on our Steam group. Personal questions.
Yeah.
You guys ready to get personal?
I'm excited. And you guys can always ask us questions on our Steam group, DL Gaming, and we will be happy to answer them.
Well, if it's something that you guys are uncomfortable with, you won't answer.
What have we ever been uncomfortable with?
Well, me personally, I'll answer whatever the fuck you guys.
Yeah.
What's your home address?
Yeah. He probably would tell me.
What are you?
Hey, dude, if you're in San Diego, what's up?
What are your opinions? 4-inch knives to 8-inch knives.
What? All right.
What?
Okay.
Should we get into this?
Yeah, first question. How did we meet? So,
go ahead.
Well, Chad and Emilio, you guys met first. So why don't we start there?
So I was thinking about this after I read that, how I'm going to present this. So Chad, my friend Jason, was our mutual friend. And he went to college and at SLO.
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
And he's like, hey, we're going to have this big party. You should come. So before the big party, I actually met Chad. Go ahead.
You knew Jason growing up.
Way back.
Yeah.
So Chad might have been the first white person I ever met. I'm not sure. Like, I've met many white people before him, but as a peer, maybe?
As a
somebody my age?
Yeah.
Or something? Okay. Yeah. So he had his little Honda Civic, and he was playing DMX nonstop. And we were doing something in his trunk. I forget what it was, like changing clothes or whatever it was. And he was just like, dun, 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 over and over, the same one.
And I had that whole song memorized, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Stop, don't, whatever. 44, yes. Door, whatever, all those things.
Yeah.
Very easy rhymes.
Rough Rider Nation.
I'm still part. I'm part of the news group. I still get emails.
Yeah, me too.
I tried to unsubscribe. They won't. They're so rough and writers. Like, they just keep going.
Rider for life.
You
can't get out.
You can't get out. You got to get jumped out. I don't want to take the bruises. And I was like, oh, you bought this double CD? And he's like, no, I got it burned. And I was like, what is that? Got it burned? I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, yeah, got it burned. Yeah, cool. And then I was like, hey, Jason, what's burned? He's like, well, there's these things called MP3s. And I was like, what is that? Like
back in Napster.
This is right after Napster. And which hit colleges first, much like many things. And so by the time I got to the party, your guys' tech guy, your Bobby, if you will, he was like, yeah, I got to play this for tonight. It's going to play throughout I was like, on CDs? And he's like, no, MP3s. So got a whole playlist for the entire night ready to go. Oh, by the way, everybody listening that's under fucking 30, MP3s are called, you guys just call them songs.
Yeah.
But this was called that was the file type back then. And it was the No Drama Party. And we have a fucking shit ton of fun. It was so much fun. They were tired of having drama at their party. So No Drama was everywhere. And your friend Pat was so dorky that the only way he could introduce himself was to introduce himself as a friend, as the coolest guy there was Gavin. So, hey, I'm Pat. I'm Gavin's friend. To every girl and guy that he met that night. And that's all I remember. Like, that's how me and Chad
What year was that? That was 97? Not 98.
Yeah, 98,
99. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good year.
All right, how did you guys meet? Because I met Bobby through Emilio.
Yeah. So Emilio and I met, I think, like in 2008 or 2009. We were both businessmen of a certain practice, I guess you could say. We actually talked a little
bit. Entrepreneurs.
It gets a little shady there. But, yeah, we talked about this on our first episode. We kind of alluded to it. But, yeah, we met through that. And I remember we were hanging out.
Don't listen to that.
Associates.
Yeah, associates. And one time we were hanging out, and you kind of brought up like, oh yeah, you know, I kind of play.
I believe games. If I remember how you came over, and you saw, I believe that TF2 was like on pause, or I was in a menu, or something. You saw TF2 on my. I want to say this is how it went down, and you mentioned something, and then I couldn't believe that there was somebody else that was into PC gaming as much as I was.
Yeah, no, I specifically remember the night we were talking. I don't think I saw that. I think you kind of brought it up, and I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, I game too." And you were kind of bringing, and I've done this before where I bring up gaming and I kind of put it in context for people. I'm like, "Well, it's like this, and it's a game like that," you know. And you were kind of doing that to me, and I'm like, "Dude, I know games. What games?
I know
do you
what
play?
This is. And, I know. I see what you did there."
Yeah, and you said TF2, and I'm like, "Dude, I play that shit all the time," and I start doing like the medic impression and shit like that, and yeah. I think that's
the story. Just started gaming together?
No, well, it was a tricky. So first of all, I was convinced Bobby didn't like me as a person, not as a gamer. Right? So I was like, man, I think I'm coming on too strong with the gaming because
sounds like a date. Sounds like you're trying to fuck Bobby at this point right now.
I was trying to game fuck him. Yeah, for sure. If you want to say it that way, game fuck each other, whatever. Because. You were a gamer, but you were more like, I want to say, on the console side at the time, Chad, or something. I don't know. You always flirt with both sides, whatever.
I like to be diverse. Yeah. I like to be a jack of all.
And I was married to one. I was married to PCs by then. And so
I was probably playing WoW at the time or something like that.
Something like that. I think that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And so when I would talk to Bobby, I was like, oh, dude, how about this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this? And I was like, oh, I need to stop. I'm going too far. I can't hold my tongue when it comes to sex or fucking anything else, but talking about gaming too much with a friend, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to scare him away. I'm not going to get the game fucking if I keep going. And Bobby, you said something similar on the first podcast that you felt the same way towards me.
Yeah, no, I specifically remember we were all, Chad was there this night too. We were all going out to some club and we kept on talking about World of Warcraft. And at one point Emilio said, we're going to have to stop talking about this or we're not going to get any chicks. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. And then we tried to not talk about it. We still didn't get chicks. But we kept gravitating back to that topic. But right away I could tell, like, you guys were into gaming as much as I was. And I had friends that kind of gamed, but not as serious as I was. You know, they would kind of, like, humor me a little bit and play a game with me, but they weren't going to be like, hey, let's sit down and we're going to finish this game. We're going to do this shit. So that was awesome. I think the first game that Emilio and I played together was TF2. But the first game, that's the next question, by the way. What's the first game we all played together? The three of us, do you guys remember?
No. You've been keeping a secret. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, I brought this up on a podcast maybe a month and a half ago.
We don't miss it.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just waiting to talk again.
I'm just here waiting.
All right. So the first game we all played together was the first Borderlands.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Borderlands 1. All three of us.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. I was that.
Do you remember the heavy classes? Yeah, you were the heavy puncher, right?
Yeah, you were the heavy. I was the hunter guy with the eagle. Yeah. What's his name? I can't even remember.
Zero?
Not Zero. No, that was from the second one. But he was in the second one, but not as a playable character.
He was like Monarch or something.
Yeah, he had his eagle. And you were the soldier, I believe. Yeah,
I like the turrets.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was the first game we all played together. It was the first Borderlands.
Yeah.
Taking it back.
And the podcast was just a tear in our eye right there.
I didn't even think I knew what a podcast was back then. I didn't start listening to podcasts until like 2012 or 13.
My recommendation or?
Yeah, I think so, because you would tell me about the PC Gamer one, and you seemed to know about a lot of games that were always coming out, so I was like, shit, I got to get into this. And then it all started. All right.
Last question, should we...
Mordecai was the name of that character.
Mordecai, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I said something close to that.
Should we answer the last question, how old we are?
Yeah, okay. I get asked this a lot.
All right, Bobby, you up first?
I'm up first? Well, I'm the youngest. I'm 31 years old. Okay. I was, yeah.
Yeah.
31. Amelia? Well, let's go to Chad next.
I am 35 at this point, which is sad to say.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
So let me tell you guys what happens.
He knows what he was saying.
Let me tell you guys what happens at, like, past 30. Shit starts to fall apart quickly.
Speak for yourself.
And the shit you talk about with your friends changes quickly. So it goes from, man, I can't believe what happened last weekend, to let's... what happened 10 years ago. We talk about more about last time we had fun than actually having fun anymore. And also, like, my hip hurts, guys. My hip hurts. I'm 36. My hip shouldn't be hurting. But anyway, I'm 36 as fuck.
Yeah.
So that should sum it up. I'm 36 as fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. We got personal.
Yeah. Damn, dude. You're rounding the corner on 40.
Meanwhile... yeah. I got all the skills now, though. Yeah. I don't have the body for it anymore, but I know how to play the game.
But they say, like, after what, your early 20s, your reflexes start to diminish?
Yeah, as far as games go, yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
I've gotten better at video games in my late age, though. But I don't know. Maybe that's just not my perception.
I think
I used to think I was good at video games, and now I play the support role. Like,
what's that mean?
Meaning, like...
that's the easiest role?
You play the role that... it's a thinking game, not a reflex game.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
much like I play the engineer.
Well, like, why I heal is it's not trying to do the rotation as good as well as possible.
Right, right,
it's
right.
More like, okay, let's think situationally aware.
Yeah.
Let's do...
more tactically.
Exactly.
As opposed to twitch.
The older you get, I think the more tactically you have to think instead of the more twitch you go. But anyways.
Yeah, definitely.
Going deep on the DL Gaming Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's it for fan questions. If you got any more, put them in the Steam group. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be about us. If you're curious about anything else.
It's about whatever. Whatever you want us to answer.
Shoot a question.
No matter what it is, I'll give you an answer. It won't be right, but I will have an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just make one up.
I mean, that has no shame, so it's all good.
All right, so as we're wrapping this up, I just wanted to mention that I'm still doing the weekly giveaways. I'm posting that list every week in the announcements section, but there's also still a special list. It's still several games on that list, too. I want to thank C-Will also for donating a few games. I think Mafia 2 and what other one? The Bureau, XCOM Declassified.
I want
on this special list.
Seriously.
So. Also, let me read off a few more here in case you're interested. All you got to do is message me, Digi, on Steam, and I'll hook you up with it. I got Lifeless Planet, Lucius, Jazz Punk, which I highly recommend, Surgeon Simulator 2013.
Man, I want to
play a lot of those games.
Yeah. Nas got
Lifeless
veteran.
Planet, I almost bought this.
Dude, game. Maybe we... let's cut this part out.
Yeah. Nosgoth Veteran Pack, Mafia 2, and the Bureau XCOM Declassified. So again, thank you, C-Will. And if you want one of those games, you know, I always give listeners priority, so hit me up. Whoops.
Cool.
Okay.
Also, we've been fucking around a lot with our format, I guess. Please give us a little feedback on what you like the most. We have the full video podcast. We have the review version of the podcast. We have the audio version of the podcast. What do you enjoy the most? Do you watch all of the video? Any kind of feedback you get us, give us, is going to lead to a better product. So,
yeah.
And the product is what we do. I'm having a really good time with this, guys, and I want it to continue. So, yeah, any kind of feedback's great.
Awesome. So, the week ahead, what I know for me, The Evil Within is coming out on October 14th.
What is that part of a series, The Evil Within, or is that a standalone?
I think it's only because it comes down from the Resident Evil heritage. that it's coming, you know, it's by Akiyama. Somebody's going to hit me for that one.
Hideo Kojima?
Yeah, I think that's it.
You sure?
Kojima. Okay. I believe that's it. And it's
Kojima's
him.
Shinji. Is Metal Gear.
Shinji Mikami.
Mikami.
Yeah. And so it's a direct lineage from that, a spiritual predecessor.
Oh, is this the one that did the PT? Is this PT whatever?
The playable trailer?
Yeah.
No, that's Silent Hills. Hills. Okay. That, I believe, is Hideo Kojima.
There you go.
Hideo Kojima, and also...
Oliver thinks we're retarded, by the way.
Well, welcome back.
He's not that far off.
To the PC Gamer Podcast, where we have more questions than answers.
Well, no, it's got Benicio... Guillermo del Toro. The dude from Walking Dead.
I know you're sober. Yeah. So you have no excuse.
Okay. So yeah, Norman Reedus.
You sound like a morning show. Honk honk, meh meh.
We're not. That's one thing you will not get in this is sound effects. I'll draw the line right there. So anyway, The Evil Within. I will be playing that when that comes out. It's already pre-purchased, and I'm going to dive right into that. And I'm going to power through it.
Dude, I have no idea that you were excited for this, because when we were talking about it 3 weeks ago, how like you were, it was a stealth game where you're the aggressor. How can you be scared when you're the aggressor?
I don't know. See, you guys seem to have...
Oh, it's this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that game.
You guys seem to have more of an issue with this game than I did. I'm really not one way or the other on it, but I am trying to power through all these scary games because of Halloween. You know, I just play scary games.
Hats off.
Yeah. So this is going to be the last one, I think, in the series that I'm playing. The last scary game that is on my list to check off. So I'm rounding that corner now that I got Alien Isolation done. I have started. I'm about 3 hours into Costume Quest 2, so get ready for like a whole bunch of Costume Quest 2 next week.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were joking last week when you mentioned it, but it is a big game apparently.
You know what? I've seen a lot of people pick it up, and I'm going to save my full review for next week, but I'm a little disappointed in it. I read some of the reviews, and I'm like, oh no, say it ain't so, but you know what? I don't...
Do we want to get into what the fuck it is, or do you want to say that?
What's a Double Fine game? We'll save it for next week, because I'll talk a lot about it. But I'm thinking I'm going to finish that up, hopefully, before I start with The Evil Within. So I think that'll be on the notes for next week. So that's me next week. What about you guys?
Well, we're playing next week. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we should get a new producer, because Borderlands 2 is not what we're going to be playing. It's going to be the PC sequel, right? Which is Borderlands 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is it called?
1.5 would have worked.
It is called the pre-sequel.
Yeah.
Okay, but Borderlands.
But Borderlands, yeah. I was just.
I'm picking that up this week. You're picking that up this week. We're going to play some co-op. We're going to try to, maybe if we get some viewers.
When's it come out? Exactly.
The 13th, I believe.
Okay. So
Tuesdays usually is when games come out.
Yeah. I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm also going to be trying to play some more of Abe's Odyssey, because I...
Will you delete Destiny at this point?
No.
God damn it.
But I will play it less, for sure.
Cool. Oh, Chad, you played a lot of Smite this week. Do you have anything to put in? Anything new?
No, I mean, it's an awesome game. If you haven't played it yet, play it.
The best MOBA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Cool.
All right, so that's the week ahead. Anything else?
No.
Titties?
Hopefully.
Yeah.